music of George Martin once again, this time with the flip side of And I Love Her, the one called This Boy or Ringo's Theme. Take it either way you'd like it. Time for us to take time out from records, turn to news. Dark night has ended for the most part, and the brighter part of a Saturday, August the 15th, lies ahead. Or is it lays ahead? Well, the head don't work this morning, that's for sure. Try out the news with part six of My Pete Waiting in the Wings.
This is WJBK, Detroit, Michigan.
At the tone, the National Bureau of Standards. Time, 5 o'clock.
Now, the award-winning Radio 15 Newsline. With the latest report, Bob Edgington, WJBK Radio News.
Ailing Italian President Antonio Segni has lapsed into a coma today. The 73-year-old Italian leader appears to be slipping slowly toward death. Earlier this morning, doctors in Rome said his condition worsened during the night following a week-long fight against the effects of a stroke. And Radio Moscow reports no improvement in the condition of Italian Communist Party boss Palmiro Togliatti, who suffered a brain hemorrhage while visiting a Soviet vacation spa. The 71-year-old Togliatti is reported to be in grave condition under treatment at the Black Sea Resort of Yalta, following the stroke on Thursday. Four of 84 Americans returning from Cuba were handed subpoenas last night to appear before the House Committee on Un-American Activities on September 3rd. The 84 had traveled to Cuba despite a State Department ban on said travel. Passports of all 84 were withdrawn when they arrived in New York. The streets of Paterson, New Jersey are quiet today. For the first time in four nights, there was racial peace in the communities last night. As one patrolman put it, things are back to normal again, thank God. A blast and fire damaged a grocery last night in Natchez, Mississippi, near a church used recently for civil rights meetings. No injuries were reported. The police say they are investigating the possibility of arson. An NAACP official in Biloxi, Mississippi, has praised school and city officials for the way they handled registration of 17 Negro children yesterday. The children registered in previously all-white schools without incident. Weather makes news today. Snow was reported falling on the higher New England mountains today as an unseasonably cool air mass forces August temperatures to dip into the 30s, many parts along the eastern seaboard. The outlook for today is sunny over most of the nation with some rain in the southern portions of the country. The UN commander of the Cyprus Peace Force says he has not been able to get Greek and Turkish Cypriots on the northwestern part of the island to set up a truce zone. He said the two sides refused to move back an inch. U.S. officials in Washington say they have new evidence of Chinese red participation in the recent Congo revolts. However, officials said the Chinese role seems to be a limited one in the African nation that has been troubled by tribal clashes and a red-led revolt. President Johnson reportedly is refraining from comment concerning the possibility of Attorney General Robert Kennedy's quest for a U.S. Senate seat from New York. White House News Secretary George Reedy said yesterday that he knew of no intervention by Mr. Johnson in New York politics. Other news from the White House now, Don Folsom reporting for WJBK Radio News.
White House News Secretary George Reedy says he knows of no intervention President Johnson has made in the Robert Kennedy for Senator drive. Reedy was commenting on a report. The chief executive told New York Mayor Robert Wagner he was in sympathy with the Attorney General's apparent ambition to oppose Republican Ken Keating in the Empire State senatorial campaign. Mrs. Johnson, meantime, is out making some non-political appearances around the country, undoubtedly hopeful she can make some strong political allies for her husband at the same time. This is Don Folsom in Washington.
Here in Detroit News, Local 10 of the paper and plate handlers union is set to hold a special membership meeting this afternoon. The local is one of two craft unions on strike against the Detroit News and Detroit Free Press. Local spokesmen say the meeting will be held at 4 p.m. in the Detroit Leland Hotel. The meeting reportedly has been called only to keep the membership informed of developments in the month-old strike. A spokesman for Local 13 of the Pressmen's Union says there are no developments in sight at this time. He says no further talks have been scheduled. The weather forecast for Detroit, fair and cool this morning. Low in Detroit near 53. Partly cloudy and warmer today. The high today 76, the low Saturday night near 58. A forecast of a few showers likely for Sunday. The winds are now west to 9 miles. Humidity is 66%. The temperature is 55.
The Radio 15 News Line records news as it develops in Detroit and around the world 24 hours a day on WJBK. This is WJBK, Detroit, Michigan.